But really, if you're going to get down to the nuts of it, we're talking cash on cash return, a bare minimum to give you some guidance here is $100 per unit per month. Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we are discussing how much cash, how much money do apartment owners make? Okay. Gang, there's no doubt that multifamily investing is still hot. You know, people talk a recession, but they still want to own apartments. So what's driving this? Okay. And how much money are these apartment owners really making? It's a very broad question, but we got the resident expert. We got the apartment owner himself, the G-Daddy here, to break it down. So Gino, today, two questions. What's continuing the demand? What's driving the demand for these apartments? And how much money do these landlords really make?
Jake, how much time we got? Because I could spend 3 hours on this question, but I'm going to keep it real.
Here's the thing. I'm going to answer your question. It's your show. I can kick my feet back and hang out here. Maybe I go get a latte or something, a margarita, and hang out and just listen to you. I'm good. Whatever you want to do, man.
If you go into the kitchen, have your wife make a shake for me too, because she makes the best shakes in the world. It's one of those questions where you're talking about what's going on right now in this current part of the market cycle. Unfortunately, there's still a ton of cash out there and sellers still haven't realized that prices have to adjust in certain markets. And we're seeing the opportunities with valuation through operation. There's people out there that cannot run these properties. That's the value, not renovation anymore, not going in there, spending $10,000 a door, wait a couple a little while.
Water bills of 150 per unit when they should be 50. Okay, great example.
Yes, yeah. And you're well. Let's even talk about contract services. Let's talk about repairs and maintenance. Let's talk about high payroll. All of these different expenses where you can knock off expenses. That's really, really important. And I think going out there and executing on the buy right, the finance right, and the manage right is really, really powerful. I think everyone has to learn the system. If you want to learn, go to jkg.com/apply. Figure out, talk to one of our team members about our preparatory process. Our students have done over 54,000 units right now to date, and it continues to grow because they're using that framework. They're going out there, they're buying the right deals in the right part of the market cycle with the right exit strategy. We call that the three pillars of real estate. Now,
hold on right there for a second. I want to say this because you're making such an important point. The question is, how much money do these apartment owners make? Did they buy it right? This all depends on these three things. Did they buy it right? What kind of debt did they get? Did they finance it right? Okay. Are they in right today at 6.5% or did they lock in at 3.5%? There's a huge gap there. Okay. And a big difference in terms of what the take home is. And can they operate? So how did they buy it? How did they finance it? How are they managing it? Okay. Three huge questions that need to be answered here.
And to finish off your question on the first one, if there's bridge debt involved, if you've got bridge debt right now and it's floating, or you've got a high rate and rates are going up and you don't stabilize the property and you're stuck, or if you have an interest only loan and all of a sudden it reverts to principal and you haven't got the operations up, those are the opportunities that we see going into the market into the future right now. So if you underwrote at a 4% interest rate, a year from now, and you're in the middle of a turn of a bridge finance deal, you're going to have some issues. So those are the opportunities we're seeing out there. Now, as far as apartment owners making money, we can go into the syndication realm and talk about how syndicators make money with acquisition fees, asset management fees, with selling on the back end, disposition fees. This is just the regular mom and pop out there, the Jake and Ginos of the world, who buy these assets. And there's so many benefits. There's so many ways to make money in this business. But the two jabronis talking to you right now, all we knew was one. The first one, cash flow. That's all we thought of. Hey, let's go out. Let's make some cash flow. It's called a dividend. And to me, an investment needs this component. If I'm buying crypto, to me, it's not really an investment. It's more of a speculative play. When I'm buying a single family home that's not cash flowing, I'm not saying it's not an investment. But to me, I'm buying it at this price, selling it at a higher price. There's no dividend. There's no yield there. So I'm taking even more risk. With apartments, if you buy them correctly, you may not get cash flow day one in this part of the market cycle. But man, oh man, we bought a deal back in December of 2021. Rents were $600. Rents now, 8 months later, at $1,400. We weren't cash flowing day one, but guess what? that PPU, the profit per unit on that property, we're going to be ripping that deal. That's a massive amount of cash flow. That one deal can set somebody for free for life. So number one, huge. Look at cash flow. The second one is the appreciation. It's all about the net operating income. How are you valuing these multifamily assets? I don't care if the 3-bed, 2-bath sold for $250 down the street. What I want to worry about is, where is my net operating income? How am I increasing income, decreasing expenses, and focusing on that? And what I like about number one, if it don't cash flow, you let the grass grow. Number two is all about appreciation. All right. You need cash flow. Cash flow will get you out of your job. Appreciation, equity growth will keep you out of your job, which is amazing. And these properties do appreciate as you're pushing up the net operating income. We love that because we're controlling it. Now, the third one, refi and roll. Didn't know what that was when we started back in 2013. We've been able to refinance and roll that money into our deals. To date, we've done over $20 million in refi and rolls. That is cash money in your pocket. Typically, it's used as a loan. When you refi the property, it's typically a loan against the property. So you're not paying taxes on it unless you sell it and you have to recapture that. Or you can do a 1031 and you know, defer the taxes in a 1031. But that refi and roll is so powerful. It's the velocitization of money. And Jake likes to call it the baby money soldiers. You've got those little baby money soldiers. You refi those money soldiers. You're putting them into the next deal. Talk about
work.
Yeah, talk about a huge value, Jake. The next one, I don't know if this should be the first benefit or the fourth one that we're mentioning. It's the tax benefits. Go back and do a little history. In 2017, the Jobs Act, all of a sudden Trump comes along and creates this cost segregation bonus depreciation. Holy crap. Jake and I, we thought the sky was falling. Prices just doubled. I mean, it went nuts. And that's one of the things that drove it. You talk about the cash flow you're getting from a deal, the property's appreciating, you're refining money out, and you're getting tax write-offs. I mean, talk about nirvana. What an amazing business plan and a business model to have. Why do you think multifamily is so hot? Why do you think cap rates are 4s and 5s? Because it's not just about the investment itself. It's about having a hard asset and getting all those tax benefits. Now you've got attorneys, you've got doctors, you've got dentists, you've got IT people with tons of money who want tax benefits. Well, guess what? They're investing in multifamily to capture some of those tax benefits. Number five, the inflation hedge. I mean, if you listen to the government and to the president,
something right now,
there's no inflation. I mean, nothing's it ain't 7%, people. I don't know where you guys live.
It's
but
only
my
creeped up a tick.
A dozen eggs ain't $4 anymore where I live. I'm just saying. And gas is not $1.92 a gallon anymore. So inflation is a horrific thing for the, you know, basically for.
I'm just going to say something. You know, a can of beer was 50 cents when I was in college. All right. It's well over $1 now. And I don't drink the good stuff. All right.
And let me give everybody a history.
That's 100% increase. Just saying.
Inflation is not prices going up. And inflation is an increase in the supply of money, which leads to prices going up. So let's get that correct. So they knew 3 years ago when they decided to print 25% of all the money in use right now in 3 years. Well, what's that going to do? You're increasing the money supply tremendously. It's going to lead to inflation. So they're disingenuous at the very least. They're criminal at the very best. I fall in between because they are pretty incompetent. But what does that have to do with multifamily? It has everything to do with multifamily. Because like I said, 2 years ago, 2 bedrooms in Knoxville were about $600, $700. Well, now we check 2 years later, there are $1,200 for an average C property, 2-bedroom apartment in Knoxville. Why? Because you have people moving down from the Northeast. They're fleeing their tax environments. They want better quality of life. And it's just supply and demand. And it's just, you know, people are making more money. They're paying more rents. Inflation has taken over the whole rental situation. So, and it's amazing hedge against inflation. Number six and number seven, I'll tie them together. The economies of scale is so important. Go out and buy 17 single family homes or buy a 20-unit apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Ask me which one's easier. I'll tell you which one's easier. I've done it before. I've bought scattered sites. You know, I had a strip mall, I had a little mobile home park, I had a 3-unit, I had, you know, a fourplex. Buy one deal, buy 120 units. It's all underneath one roof. Like Jake likes to say, we are buying boxes. It's so easy to scale up a property because you know that there's 20 water heaters located somewhere. There's one roof. There's one lawn to cut, one property tax bill, one insurance bill. You do a couple of those deals a year, you're set for life. And the last one, cycle resiliency. I like this because as you think about it, we're going into recession. There's not enough affordable housing. Interest rates are going higher. People can't buy homes. So what do? They need to rent. We have the product. It's a basic human need. Food, clothing, and apartments. The demographics have shown that people don't want to buy homes. More than millennials and the older generation, the baby boomers, are transitioning to renting. So the cycle resiliency, as we're going through recession, I think our product is just as favorable and even more so when we go into recession and interest rates go up because people can't buy homes. They need to continue to rent, Jake.
No, 100%. And just to recap a few things that Gino said, look, we're talking specifically about owner operators right now. If you get into a syndication, you know, all these things depend on your structure, what the splits are. That's a different scenario. Okay. If you're doing real deal apartment investing where you're buying it, as Gino pointed out, it comes down to the three things: buying right, managing right, and financing right. And then you get all those other benefits that he just listed out: tax benefits, appreciation, et cetera. But really, if you're going to get down to the nuts of it, we're talking cash on cash return, a bare minimum to give you some guidance here is $100 per unit per month. Okay. So if you're saying how much do apartment owners make, you got 10 units, minimum you should be shooting for is $100 in profit per unit per month. Okay. So that's $1,000 per month on that 10 unit building, each building. But if you're really good, that could move up to say $300 per month if you bought it right. You financed it right. You have very tight operations. You're providing really good service. So that is the range that we typically see if you want to drill it down to, you know, a finite number. But, you know, just, you know, fantastic content today. Really appreciate it. And gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. That's Mr. Profit per unit right there, the G Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Involved in multifamily, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.